Welcome to the Ram Studio, connected by AT&T. I'm JB Long. Miles Simmons, please tell me that was not all a dream.
I don't think it was. The score is 42-7, and the Rams are two games up with two games left in the NFC West.
All right, so let's Rams report, and let's start with Todd Gurley, who with his four-touchdown performance against the Seahawks may have just entered into the MVP conversation.
I think he probably should have. Look, he's got 17 touchdowns, which leads the league, and then he's also got just over 1,800 yards from scrimmage. I don't think that we would have necessarily expected all of this from Todd Gurley, but when you look at all the storylines that were surrounding the Rams last week, and Sean McVay as a play caller, for them to come out and for Todd Gurley to get 144 yards rushing in the first half against the Seattle Seahawks at CenturyLink Field, that was something special.
On the defensive side, look, what's one way to cover up the ruptured Achilles and the loss of the season for Kayvon Webster? Create more pressure. Aaron Donald, Robert Quinn, that defensive front did exactly that.
Yeah, it was really good to see that happen. You know, you always talk about rush and cover going hand in hand. Well, the Rams kind of took the cover element out of that when you get seven sacks on somebody like Russell Wilson. And the thing I thought they did so well was they just contained him. Anytime that it seemed like Russell Wilson might be able to escape, might be able to make something happen in the backfield, throwing the ball down the field, he just didn't have that chance. And so now you've got Aaron Donald, three sacks against the Seahawks, now has 11 on the year. That ties his career high from 2015. Also, Robert Quinn had a pair of sacks. He has six sacks in the last four games. That gives him 8.5 on the year, the most he's had since 2014.
Shout out to LaMarcus Joyner on defense as well for jarring that early fumble loose. On special teams, look, it's becoming a broken record, but one that we love to listen to. Farrow Cooper and kick return, they expect to score touchdowns now. Every time they have a chance to receive, they're disappointed if they leave it on the doorstep.
Yeah, and I think Farrow Cooper was disappointed that he really did leave that 53-yard return on the doorstep where Todd Gurley was able to finish that play off. But just talking to him after the game, Farrow Cooper said that he was a little bit surprised that they continued to kick it to him on those punts. And when you've got a 53-yard return and then you get a 26-yard return, at that point, I'm saying to myself in the press box, well, guess he's not going to get another chance to return one. But lo and behold, he does get one, another 26-yard return. You rarely see a game where a punt returner has three punts for over 25 yards.
And so with great performances in all three phases, the Rams take the torch from Seattle in the NFC West, but I guess they can't light it for at least another week. There's still more business to take care of.
Yeah, and they've got to take care of business against the Tennessee Titans. And the Tennessee Titans are actually still in good position to get a playoff spot in the AFC. So this is going to be a tough matchup because you've got a quarterback in Marcus Mariota who is as talented, I think, as anybody in this league. And he's got two running backs who can really pound the rock there as well with Murray and Henry. So this is going to be a tough matchup in Tennessee.
The door to a potential first-round playoff bye is closing, but if the Rams do take care of the Titans, there's an opportunity to potentially rest some valuable veteran starters against San Francisco in preparation for the postseason. Miles, JB, thank you for being with us in our Rams studio, connected by AT&T.